So you regret everything? Woke up this morning and immediately regretted not going to bed earlier. Bought something expensive you barely use and now feel like an idiot. Said something awkward in a conversation 5 years ago, and now at 3 a.m., your brain suddenly decides it's the perfect time to relive the embarrassment. Well, don't worry, we're fixing this today. First, let's break down why regret even exists. Your brain is wired to focus on the negative. Think about it. Have you ever had a perfectly fine day, and then, out of nowhere, your brain goes, "Wait, is everything actually okay?" So it scans your memory, finds that one awkward moment 5 days ago, and suddenly, that's all you can think about. That's called the negativity bias. You could do 99 things right in a day, but your brain will choose to obsess over that one moment where you accidentally waved at someone who wasn't waving at you. And here's something else that's important. Your brain doesn't just remember things, it exaggerates them. That cringy moment you keep replaying? It probably wasn't even that bad. Maybe you stumbled over your words during a meeting, and in your head you sounded like a complete idiot. But in reality, no one even remembers it. People are too busy thinking about their own embarrassing moments to care about yours. Another reason we regret things so much is because we have this illusion that we could have done things perfectly if we had just tried harder. But the reality? You're making decisions based on the knowledge, emotions, and circumstances of that moment, not some omniscient, all-knowing version of yourself that exists only in hindsight. All right, now let's talk about some specific steps. Turn regret into data. If you think you made a dumb decision, great. Now you have data to make better choices in the future. That's how life works. Maybe you regret spending too much money on an overpriced gadget that now collects dust. Cool. Now you know to think about how you will use something before buying it. Maybe you regret snapping at a friend? Awesome. Now you know to pause and take a breath before reacting next time. Let go of the cringe. Forget about minor mistakes and awkward moments. If you said "you too" when the waiter told you "enjoy your meal," that's not a reason to spiral into self-loathing. Laugh it off. Tell a friend about it. Have a good chuckle and move on. Seriously, these tiny awkward moments don't deserve the energy we give them. Life is too short to waste it cringing over harmless, forgettable blips. The past is unchangeable. Realize that dwelling on the past changes absolutely nothing. Sitting around and beating yourself up doesn't rewrite history. The only thing you can control is what you do next. So instead of wasting energy regretting the time you wasted, how about you channel that energy into doing something productive right now? If you regret not working out, don't just sit there feeling bad about it. Get up and make a schedule to exercise. The happiness shortcut. Stop overanalyzing everything. Seriously, maybe the real secret to happiness is just being a little dumber. Not in a "let's see if we can stop the train with our hands" way, but in a "let's not overthink every single decision" way. Smart people regret things because they think too much. Happy people make choices, live with them, and move on. All right, that's it. Now go out there and try not to regret watching this video.